It is the Special Olympics Calgary Breakfast with Champions, and we've been able to nail down our guest speaker for the event. He is Craig Conroy, who on one hand has no problem talking, but on the other hand, you were not completely prepared for this event to be your guest speaker engagement. Is that how it works?
I definitely wasn't the first choice. I was actually the second choice.
Oh.
So the first choice is over in Belarus right now, Brian Burke.
I see.
Well, so, you know.
Duty calls.
They got to deal with me. Exactly. You know, he wanted to be here.
Yeah.
He's going to have a little video, and we were going to split the duties, but it sounds like I got him go a little bit longer
than I anticipated. I have belief and faith in your abilities to stretch it out a little bit. How's life?
Good. I mean, it's been busy, but, you know, everything's good. I mean, we got a big draft coming up. We've been preparing for that, having the new GM, kind of getting to meet Brad, see his philosophy on, you know, what he sees, what he thinks we need to do move forward. It's been fun, but busy.
So let me ask you this. You have the fourth overall pick. We had Ross McLean from ISS on, I guess, late last week, and we know what the NHL Central Scouting and teams do their own thing. So we've got Ekblad, Reinhardt, Dreisaitl, Bennett, Dal Colle, Richie is somewhere in there as well. How far deep on you know what I mean?
Right.
Can Flames fans expect this number four pick? How far do you guys realistically think that four pick is going to be in on some of these lists? Like, where's the talent grouping, I guess, is maybe
it. You know what? I think it's almost the first.
Like, is it the first
there's
tier?
There's probably three guys that everyone else would say, hey, these are the three guys. But we really feel there's a group of six players. So, I mean, there's a group of six guys that if we got one of those six guys, we'd be extremely happy. So, you know, at four, it's a perfect situation. I mean, I think everyone's been talking about three guys, but I think there's probably three more guys that can be in the conversation for sure.
And you guys are in a position of best player, right?
Yeah, for sure.
This is not we don't need Aaron Ekblad because we have TJ Brody. Or this is strictly whoever the best player is available.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing that we've talked about, and Brad kind of made the point when we started the amateur meetings was we want the best player. You know, if he's a left wing, if he's a defenseman, if he's a right wing. I mean, if you look at the draft this year, probably more forwards than defense. So, you know, it'd be tough to take a defense early. Probably, one of the defense will go really quick in Ekblad. But, you know, that's kind of where we're at. We want the best player, position. I mean, obviously, you like defense, you like goalies, you like centers, wings.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of left wings, but, you know, you just want to take the best player available.
So have you guys had you and the scouting staff, have you had your first meeting, or how many meetings have you had? Because I'm curious, because it's going to start to get heated soon when you'll start having these, because we're about a month out.
Yeah.
When it's like, no, this is, do you have a guy? And I'm not going to ask you because I don't want you to tell me. But do you, because I'm sure Burke has a guy and Todd Button will have a guy and Webster will have a guy. Like, everybody will have maybe a guy. Maybe it's all the same guy. Do you have a guy right now? Or can you be swayed?
I mean, I think you never know what's going to happen before you. So I think when it comes to that pick, do we have a person we have in mind? For sure. I mean, there's a guy that we would love to get.
Yeah.
Whether you get him or not, time will tell. I mean, depends what, Buffalo, Florida, and Edmonton do. If last year everybody thought Seth Jones was going to go real early, he went later. I mean, those are the type of situations where, when you look at it, you never expected him to go late.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, look, Nashville was able to pick him up, where you thought he might go first overall. You know, Nashville gets him later.
Which is crazy to think, because everyone talked about Barkov and how teams were starting to, boy, this guy can play and all of that, but no one would have figured he'd have gone ahead of Jones. So while I sit here with you today and we sit here, it's like, well, in all due, you know, you're not getting Reinhardt and you're not getting Ekblad. But I figure there's no way Nashville's getting Seth Jones at four, so maybe there is a chance.
Yeah, we're in that same spot, you know. So I mean, I think a lot of things, you know, we have a lot of different scenarios. You look at different, you know, maybe this guy, maybe that guy, but you know, they've done a great job. They put the list together and they have everything in order, and they all feel comfortable. I mean, and there were some, you know, like you asked, how many meetings? This is, I mean, they have the meetings on the phone, but we had a mid-winter meeting where you really kind of get the list started and really fine-tuning it. And then, but that's a friendly meeting. You know, the last meeting in Toronto that we were just in Toronto having the meetings, and it's more heated. Guys mm-hmm. are battling. They want to get their guy in, and, you know, it's back and forth. So those are fun meetings. I mean, there's some tension, and people are, you know, passionate about their players, and they have to come with, why are you passionate? What is he going to bring to the NHL? What is he going to bring to the Calgary Flames? So it was fun.
Well, let me ask you this. Out of, the top, like you say, six,
yeah,
is there one guy that you guys know already? There's no chance we take him. Is there one guy that maybe is in that consensus top group that it's like, well, he's there. He's very highly regarded, but there's no way. We don't even need to talk about him because we're not taking him.
You know what? I don't think there is in those top six.
Yeah.
In years past, I think there has been a guy like where you say you've had some question marks. You know, is he really a guy you want to put a Flames jersey on? You know, and that's what it comes down to. We want guys that we feel comfortable, put a Flames jersey on, they're a Flame for life. I mean, that's the goal. And there's always been a few guys, you know, top guys that you've questioned. I don't see anybody in our six like that. There might be in the next, let's say 14, there was a couple guys that we actually took off the board.
Yeah.
You know, that we just felt weren't a good fit for the Calgary Flames. And they're going to get drafted probably in the first round, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not by Calgary.
The Combine, which you're going to, what do you learn? Because if Warner were here, he would tell you, you strip these guys down and put them in Under Armour and make them jump and stretch and do all these things. For you personally, how much stock do you put into whatever it is you're about to learn in Toronto?
You know, I think the big thing for me is, has the guy done any training? Is he a guy that's maybe overweight, he needs to get into shape, really skinny, needs to put on some muscle? Does he look like he has a frame that can put on muscle? You know, how big do we think he's going to get? How big are his parents? And I mean, we're looking into all that.
Yeah.
But then to see the drive. I mean, when you do some of those tests, you know, I've watched a lot of guys do it over the years. And it's when your legs are burning and you want your mind saying, this is hard, stop.
Yeah.
Lots of guys stop. You know, you're watching to see if there's any guys that can push their way through a little bit. Can they get 10 more seconds? When they're dead tired, do they just quit?
Yeah.
Most of them just quit.
So you want vomit.
You want to see him push that envelope a little. You know, while Marty Jelena, like when I used to watch Marty do it. Jerome, I thought he was dead on some of these tests, and he could push out another 20. Warner could not do any extra.
Well,
Warner quit.
Real stunner.
You know, not that it makes him, you know, I was probably one of the, you know, like you try to do it, but it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, so you're just watching, but you're just looking at the frames. Do they, you think they want to work out? Have they put any time in already? And where do you see them kind of being in 3 or 4 or 5 years? Because they're all going to get bigger.
You're getting chirped here for talking with your hands.
Always. That's why I'm on
it's
radio. No one knows.
You're a passionate guy. Here's where I want you to tell everybody, because I know Pinder yesterday was gushing.
Oh, gosh. Excited.
The highlights of John Gaudreau. this is where you can now, because I remember the draft, this is where you can now tell everybody that you are the man responsible for spending that pick on John Gaudreau.
I wish I could take the credit.
Because were you not?
But the only thing I remember was my agent texted me during the draft, and he has Johnny. He's like, if you want to be a star in this draft, pick Gaudreau now.
Yeah, because I remember the day, and you came up, and you had said something to that effect. It's like, my agent said, this guy is special.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was a thing. And so when his name came up, you know, I remember hearing the scouts talking about it, and Todd really made a decision on the floor. We had him and someone else in a box over on the left side, and it was when to take Johnny Gaudreau. So the fourth round came, and, you know, I give Todd 100% of the credit. All I did was say, hey, my agent says he's special. I have no, I've had a lot of agents tell me their
guy's
special.
You're doing this wrong. You're doing this wrong. It's like, this kid, I avoid. Don't get me started on this John Gaudreau.
I saw him first back in the USHL.
With what we've seen now, I'm sorry to jump on you, but can you have imagined? Because what I remember sitting in that front row, you know where we sit?
Yeah.
And they've taken John Gaudreau, go through the book. The kid is 5'5", 120 pounds. Like, it was ridiculous. He's playing high school hockey. He's 5'5", 120. Guess he can skate. Must be able, you know, must have some pretty good hands and all this. And we got him on the phone. He's kind of got that accent, you know, that jersey, you know. I know a guy that played in Sam and I'm this sort of thing. And here we are today, and he's the most talked about guy in almost in hockey. He is Johnny Hockey for a reason.
It's amazing. I mean, for him to come in and score the first game. And I mean, I know we're trying to, we don't want to put all the pressure on him, but, you know, he goes over to the World Championships. He's putting up points. He's playing against some of the top players in the league. And it's just a matter of, you know, we still, we want him to come and do it here. We want him to do it the right way. We want to make sure that he's ready. And when he's here, he's going to contribute and play a lot. But yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to see him that first development camp where you're like, oh, he's good. You know, to the last year's development camp where I'm going, you know, when we have Monahan and Bear, you know, like we had all our top guys, and you're thinking, wow, you know, when the crowd, he makes a play in practice and everybody's like, ooh, wow, you know, it's yeah, it's fun to watch. So, you know, I know he's small, he's a competitive guy, he's not gonna ever be a huge man where, you know, but what he does is compete hard, and he's got vision, you know. And he's slick.
Well, we saw it all yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You saw it all on those clips yesterday.
I mean, and that's enough. That's all you can really say is this is what you're going to get. I don't think Bob's going to try to change him. He's going to have to put him in situations where he can do what he does best, and that's what you saw yesterday. Yep.
Apparently, you need to go.
Okay.
You're very important. They have bagpipes ready. They're gonna march you in. I think they have one of those things where you sit in the chair and then they hoist them up, you up on their shoulders and bring you in very
like
regal.
Like royalty, yeah.
Yeah, very regal entrance, which quite rightly you deserve.
If you get nervous, just picture everyone in their underwear, I've been
told.
That's
what
the
they
thing
say.
To do.
Yes.
So when are you going to the combine?
I'm leaving Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday to Saturday. So
we'll call you next week.
Call me next week, and then I'll have a good grasp on all the guys. I'll get to meet 63 of the kids, so
wow. It'll
be hopefully I can keep them all straight.
That's right. Thanks, Connie.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
There's Craig Conroy with the Calgary Flames.